We're continuing our study in the 19th chapter of Judges. We're at the 28th verse, and we've just gotten to the point where the Levite's wife, his concubine, has been sexually assaulted, abused all night by the men of this city of Gibeah. They have so abused her that she has crawled back to the threshold of the house where they were staying, and she died there in front of the door. And as the man rose up to leave the next morning, being so neglectful of her and having displayed that he didn't have the true love of a husband, as he walks out, he finds her lying there dead at the threshold. And he said unto her, "Up and let us be going," but none answered. The woman was now in a state where she had no life left in her. Then the man took her up upon an ass, and the man rose up and gat him unto his place. He was going to stop off at Shiloh, and they're making offering. But he has changed his plans now. Such a drastic event has occurred in his life. His wife has been greatly abused and mistreated, and was taken and raped back in the city of Gibeah. And so he just took her body and went on to his place. No doubt this man was in a state of semi-shock. Such a tragedy, such sin, such wickedness should not even be once named in Israel. It wasn't even common among the heathen for this to happen. And so we can imagine that the act that he took now was one that was a result of his extreme grief, his extreme revulsion, his feeling of frustration for not have been able to have prevented this. And so we must understand that he's acting in the extreme here. Verse 29, "And when he was come into his house, he took a knife, and laid hold on his concubine, and divided her, together with her bones, into 12 pieces, and sent her into all the coast of Israel." So it seems that he sent one portion of this woman's body to each of the tribes, 12 pieces. And no doubt the story of what happened, the dastardly act that had been perpetrated upon this man's wife was related, and the details were given so that all would know how terrible the men of Gibeah were, what a great sin was in this city of Gibeah and in the tribe of Benjamin. And of course, if they did it to this woman, it means that they were of the mind to continue to do this very thing. This was an act that was a perpetual thing in the hearts of these men. They no doubt had done similar things before, or at least used very depraved methods to satisfy their lusts. And if they got away with this, there's no reason why they wouldn't do it again. And they didn't think it was anything bad, just like those who commit rape today do not think it's anything bad. They will do it repeatedly. To them, it's a nice act. To them, it's something that's very acceptable for them. They think it's behavior that they should be allowed to do. And so something has to be done to put an end to it. And so it was in the case of these men of Gibeah. So he sent it there, these parts of her, into all the coast of Israel. And it was so that all that saw it said, "There is no such deed done nor seen from the day that the children of Israel came up out of the land of Egypt unto this day." They'd never ever known of anybody in Israel doing anything like this from the time they left the land of Egypt unto this day. Nothing so bad as this. This was a very terrible act. And it was a shocking thing. It was a thing that made the people revolt at the very thought of it. And so it is said then, "Consider of it, take advice, and speak your minds." Now, as a result of this, the people were not just to shrug their shoulders and shrug it off and say, "Well, okay, it's somebody else's problem. We sure hate to see that happen, but it's somebody else's problem. We're not going to worry about it." No, they were to consider of it. Consider how bad it was. Consider the consequences of it. Consider the evil that must be present in order for this thing to be allowed to even happen. And then they were to take advice. That is, they were to discuss it and see what the learned minds would propose as a solution to this. Take advice and then speak your minds. Speak the thing that comes to your mind about this. Let it be known how you feel. Do not just slink back as though you had no opinion, as though you had no feeling, but speak your minds about it so that some kind of a corrective action may be taken. So we conclude the 19th chapter of Judges, and as we move into the 20th chapter of Judges, we see how this event had a great effect upon the whole nation.